Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What about a defendant in a case like this? Here we have Richard Allen, 130 years in prison now. Unless something magical happens, I mean, that's got to be incredibly difficult. If in fact he is innocent, to constantly have what appears to be just a barrage of lies flying at you, that people are sitting there stacking evidence in certain ways or omitting evidence in certain ways. There's a lot of that in this case to benefit their narrative. And obviously he was sitting there in solitary confinement for 14 months, basically being tortured. And then he comes out a totally different person, admitting to the crime in ways that really don't make any sense. But the prosecution hangs their hat on that. That's got to be something that could really screw with your mind, if not break your mind. Could it not?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he came in with a history of depression. He's a vulnerable person anyway. And I would think, I can only speculate, not knowing him, but I think anybody would be impacted tremendously. And if you're vulnerable, that could be the factor that contributed to his clear psychotic break. And not only confessing to the killing of the girls, but also that he killed his grandchild, which he doesn't have, So as I always say, a psychotic confession is not a real confession, and it's just tragic. And I think he's probably given up all hope at this point and just accepting that this is his awful fate.
Yeah. I mean, it's heartbreaking and it's horrible. To try and wrap your mind around some of this. When we look at some of the people in this case specifically that were pointed out very early on, like the Keegan Klein character specifically, that's the one that very much baffles me. And I don't quite grasp how prosecution got into the hole that they did of not exploring him further and exploring Ron Logan further, especially when you have the FBI going, this is a little interesting over here. And then you have evidence that continues to come out. Granted, what we're talking about right now would be the confession letters that were by Rishi Davis that basically state, here's what he told me. Here's what Keegan said to me. Here's what Ron Logan said to me. And it has so much information on there that no one else would know other than the actual killer. And there's a shocking amount, far more than I was even aware, that are in some of these letters that are in that new affidavit that is coming out. When you have all that new information and you're the prosecutor and it's right in front of you, how do you still have the blinders on when it's your job to try and find justice in a case like this? Why would you not? Is there any logical motivation to not go down roads that could exonerate someone or just go where reality is if you don't have some sort of, you know, iron in the fire here, other than just your ego? That's, I think, the big question with this case is, if you're to give your conjecture, do you feel that this is something where people are battling for their egos and what they've already said and done, or are they battling for something bigger, for something else? Are they covering for something else? And it's just pure speculation. Because there's a difference, I think, sometimes, if it's battling for ego or battling for out of fear because the system or something bigger than you over here that's saying, this is the way it has to go. Mm-hmm. Don't say anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got really scary possibilities, and it's hard to understand. I mean, we always were raised to think that the justice system, the court system, was about getting to the truth. And we know, after looking at cases over the last few decades, and certainly with DNA evidence where so many people have been exonerated, that the system doesn't really work about getting to the truth. That's what it's supposed to do, but it really doesn't. And so is there something even more nefarious going on here? I think we're going to be speculating about that for a long time, if not forever.
Are we into a place where ego can really rule the day more than it did in the past, where we have rules, we have laws, we have things where it's like, okay, the judge should rule on it this way if this is what's going on. But now we have cases here where, facts be damned, rules be damned. And it's not just that people, and I'm not making any specific accusation here, but people in these places of power sometimes now seem to be like, well, yeah, I know that's the trend, or that's what we have been doing through all of eternity of how we handle this, but I'm not going to anymore. And you know what? There's no guardrails. There's nobody here that's going to accost me or penalize me in any way, shape, or form if I don't do the job the way you think I should be doing the job, or the way the job is described to be done. People in places of power, and look, we're seeing it obviously on a much larger scale if we're talking about our country as a whole and just rules being broken left and right. Are we seeing a lot more of that on a smaller level, on local levels, where we have rules in place, but there's no guardrail. There's nothing to hold power to accountability in so many places anymore. Or maybe there used to be, but we don't have it because people were just kind of doing things the way they were supposed to for a long time, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. My guess is it's always been a problem and we were just not aware of it. I can think of cases going back many years where I don't think justice was served, because of things that have come to light in the future. But it's not the way that it's supposed to work. And when we have a system where there's supposed to be checks and balances, but nobody's checking and nobody's balancing, what exactly do we do other than try to keep shining a light on it, just as you're doing?
And I wonder about that, because now we have a world where far more people can shine a very bright light on things, more than just a big media organization that decides we're going to do this story tonight at 10. You have, us, you have tons of people like us that are out there that, we're all going to do this and it's going to be like an invasion of lake flies because there's so many of us just, covering these same things. Maybe that's a good thing at this point in time. As much as people will criticize, oh, it's everything's over dissected. Maybe that's good, because the people in power that used to be held accountable or should be held accountable aren't doing it anymore. So now it's almost like a citizen uprising on some of these cases of you're not doing your job right. So in some ways, maybe there is more accountability, but is it where it matters?
Right, right. I think that it has to be consistent. It has to be loud. It has to go on, you know, indefinitely, and hope that it eventually will do some good. And it's hard to know, but I think you're right. I think we do have more of a voice now. And of course, that also means that crazy people have more of a voice too, but
that's true.
You know, yeah. That's all we can do, is keep trying to put the truth out there, or put in place the voice of reason, and the voice that's always saying, you know what, we can't just swallow a single story, particularly when facts indicate otherwise.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.